Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of Founder Story. We have someone who I got the chance to listen to, and oh my gosh, the juices in my brain were flowing. I had so many questions that I wanted to ask him, and I'm super happy that John Sané is back here. He's going to talk through every answer that I need to know, because he is a five-time best-selling author. He's an incredible knower of the future, global expert at Singularity University, faculty at Duke, and he's the associate partner at the Copenhagen Institute for Future Studies, and he knows all about the future. But John, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. I mean, look, that's a big, bold statement to say I know what's going on in the future. It's really quite murky. So let's get into the discussion and figure out how to make the best way of making decisions in uncertainty.
I love that. So I wanted to start off with something that may be the most controversial opinions right now. There's a lot of fear and anxiety around AI coming for every single job. And we're just going to be kicking back, drinking pina coladas in the future because we won't have to work. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, our current intelligence that's been educated into us and programmed into us because of the economies of scale system is disruptible. And why? Because that level of intelligence is algorithmic. It's pattern repetition and pattern recognition. This is what we used to get degrees for and get paid salaries for. But this is all up for question now because AI can do it better, faster, and cheaper. So yes, in our current state, our current jobs all look like they'll become irrelevant over the next sort of 5 to 10 years. But as always, what technology gives us is an opportunity to solve bigger problems. More in-depth problems, more conscientious problems, as we start to take away the rudimentary things that we have always thought was the peak of human existence. Because remember, in the agricultural times, the peak was our physicality and understanding the seasons. In industrial times, was analytical, logical, and outcome-based thinking. And as we evolve into the next phase of this quantum AI-fueled reality, again, we will start to discover new potentialities that humans have. But the big problem is that we become addicted to certainty and stability. And that's the thing that we have to unhinge from so we can stop looking at exploiting an existing system, but to become explorers of a new system.
I love that you have said in your talks, it's not about how intelligent we will be. And I know you've used like the Einstein and IQ tests will become irrelevant. And it's going to what you just had mentioned here around what is it, this skill, the most important skill that you see in the future?
Well, I think it's emotional currency. And we can't quite monetize that yet. But I do think that we realize that in agricultural times, physicality was most important. Industrial was intelligence that was most important. Now it's adaptability. And if you think about what adaptability truly is to deal with any situation in a calm and relaxed way. The ability to unlearn and let go of old ways of thinking, of adding value in old ways, and engaging with something that's uncertain and new with excitement, curiosity, and fascination requires a high level of emotional intelligence. And so the future is this emotional currency that's being birthed right now that we call EQ, AQ from adaptability. So the skill of the future is about dealing with uncertainty with optimism, and that requires high levels of emotional intelligence.
I've seen you talk about how everything in the future, service-wise, will be free. So we have a lot of people that watch this. They have different business types. Many of them are service providers. So what happens in the future if all these services become free?
Well, exactly like the way we able to farm and feed 8 billion people, with very few people farming. I think it's below 1.5% of the human population are farming, and everybody's eating. Well, most people are eating. Some people are eating far too much. But what we realize is that the economies of scale system, because of technology, took care of that. And services is just the next thing that's going to be happening. Will there be some upheaval? Absolutely. We're moving from LLM, from large language model, to LAM, large action model, which means that everything from a nutritionist to a doctor to a lawyer to a personal trainer starts becoming personalized to you based on algorithmics and algorithmic intelligence that it can pick up on. And so not only will we have these service providers servicing us, but it'll be a hyper-personalized ability to make suggestions to us, not only for what music or movies we should, or entertainment we should be engaging with, but where to go on holiday and who to date and what to eat. And so all of that is coming up for question. But again, I know people are fearful of it, but remember that this happened already in many other guises. We just have to start looking at new ways of adding value. And because we're addicted to certainty, we want to know exactly what it may be. But the truth is, nobody really knows. It's uncertain. And the process of exploring into uncertainty really becomes a superpower in this future that we're moving into.
It sounds super exciting, thinking back to the original explorers, and that's where we're at. But I could see why it's difficult for a lot of people. We had Will.i.am and Mercedes on before, and they had just built the system where when you drive your car, the music changes based on the speed that you drive, and it personalizes it to how you drive. And I thought that was very interesting. What are you seeing, or what are you excited about when it comes to future personalizations?
Well, I think the most exciting thing for me is I travel a lot, and I'm always in a new city. And it's my favorite thing to do, is really to get lost in a new city. But I miss out on so much. And when I do get a tour guide to explain to me, like I was in Florence, and I learned so much about Florence just from spending a couple hours with a tour guide. Now imagine I had that insight just by my AI assistant knowing me really well, making suggestions for me. My experience of meeting people, having experiences in those cities, exponentially becomes better, deeper, and more personalized. And that's just me on a very selfish level of entertainment and travel. But just now, let's take this down into education and think about how personalized our own educational processes need to be, because you learn differently to I learn. And I was a terrible student at school because I was terrible at sitting still and having to deal with one level of educational system. So I left school very demoralized, thinking I was stupid. Like, I couldn't really do what school needed me to do, but school was not personalized. It was homogenized. It was about fitting into a system, not personalizing. So everything from healthcare to personalized music being made for us. And I'd like to take Will.i.am and Mercedes-Benz's process and extrapolate it a little bit ahead, because ultimately what it will start doing is preempting the moods we will be having. And in preempting the moods, the music will be created to bring more peace and calm to our moods, if that's what we choose to have, which is really what I'm always looking for, is more peace. And allowing that to really start to infiltrate our lives and create environments that are one that brings the best out in us personally.
This reminds me of a joke I heard a comedian say, that when you're sad, you want to put on sad music because you want to cry more. So I guess we'll see if you're sad, you want to be happy, or maybe you want to cry more. When it comes to the future around how we think it's going to be right now, is there something that you're looking at like, okay, we're getting this wrong?
Yes, I think what we all do as human beings without realizing it is we extrapolate our current understanding of something and put it into the future. So what we think about, for example, universal basic income, everybody's going, oh my God, this is never going to work because people will lose ambition, they'll lose this. I said, yes, from our current standpoint, that is right. But we're not taking into consideration the massive changes that will be arriving that we're not expecting. And so what we often do is we extrapolate our current stress, our current anxiousness, and apply technology in a rudimentary, linear fashion, and then stress about it. And that's really the worst thing that we can do, is become anxious about uncertainty, because what we're doing is we're taking legacy thinking, applying our current understanding of technology into the future. So it's not one thing, it's everything. Everything everybody's thinking about the future, they're doing it based on legacy and current anxiousness levels, and then extrapolating that. So I think nobody expected large language models to take such a hold last November. Now we're seeing large action models, and this is again going to take a hold, to the point where the thing is changing at such a pace that Sam Altman was asked in an interview, what is the business model for OpenAI? And he says in the interview, we don't quite know yet. We will ask OpenAI itself eventually how to monetize our business and our platform. So that's coming from, you couldn't get more horse's mouth from the horse's mouth if that was a comment from Sam Altman.
So John, this is something I've been really obsessed with, because I bought the website daterobots.com many years ago. I've yet to do anything with it, but I'm very curious into how humans and AI or machines, robots, not only from a romantic side, but also just from a relationship side. You know, how is this going to change when I say, in the future, instead of me going through the heartaches of learning another person and its challenges and all that, I could have the perfect mate that is not real, but to me, it feels real. How are you looking at this?
Yeah, look, it's a very scary prospect. It's called the economies of intimacy, the intimacy economy. And it's really starting to grow more and more around the world. And because we have so many disenfranchised males around the world, they are going to be the most susceptible to developing these relationships with, I suppose, these AI characters. I do think that we will have a swing towards this and then balance out. I do think that the nitty-gritty and the sort of grunginess of getting to know somebody will again become something that we seek out. I think what has happened to us as a society at large is we become disenchanted with marriage and with the structures that once were in place. But again, this is not just relationships. This is almost every structure is up for question. And in its place initially, AI will replace many different things, from friendships to romantic to financial advisors to nutritionists. This will all become homogeneously sort of reacting to our personalization. I do think we will have a swing, a major swing towards having these relationships with AI. And when they become humanoid robots, again, we'll have another sort of leveling into this in many ways. I think all of this requires a very, very high level of awareness and consciousness. If we are arriving at this world unconsciously, we will get sucked into it. If we are arriving at this world consciously with hyper awareness, then we can start to engage with the world in a more conscientious way. So it's available. It's a choice that you want to have to engage with these things. But yes, there will be more and more engagement with AI assistance that will develop friendships, that will then develop romance, if that is the thing that you're looking for, over the next sort of 5 years or so. But again, like with everything with AI, I think we'll have a swing like a pendulum, and then it will balance itself out depending on your consciousness and your awareness.
So my last question is more about you. I know you are big into Joe Dispenza, and you're just talking about higher consciousness. I know you're very health conscious, and you're big into wellness as well. What are you doing to ensure that you're going into the future?
So the last few months, I've been practicing how to learn Spanish because it is really a passion of mine. I've been using Rosetta Stone. Why? Because it immerses you in the language without having translation. So you can really learn to speak, listen, and think in that language. It starts naturally with words, then phrases, and soon you're forming sentences designed for long-term retention, which has always been my issue. They even have a built-in true accent speech recognition that acts like a personal trainer for your accent. It gives you instant feedback on your pronunciation. It has flexible learning on desktop and mobile. You can fit language learning right into your schedule anytime, anywhere. Here's the amazing value. Rosetta Stone offers a lifetime membership with access to all 25 languages, including Spanish, French, Korean, and so many more for 50% off. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. Founder Story listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com and use the word today, T-O-D-A-Y. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off rosettastone.com. Use my code today for a great deal. Prize Picks is America's number one daily fantasy sports app with over 5 million active members. It's the easiest and most exciting way to play daily fantasy. You simply pick more or less on 2 to 6 player stat projections and watch the winnings roll in. Prize Picks puts their members first, so all withdrawals are fast, safe, and secure. When my picks hit, I can get money in quick as 15 minutes. Plus, you can win up to 100 times your money with just 4 correct picks. It's the best way to get daily fantasy in most states, including California and Texas. I've been using Prize Picks to play daily fantasy. One of my favorite lineups was Tyreek Hill for more than 90 receiving yards. It was awesome to see those hit. When my picks win, I can cash out in as little as 15 minutes. Download the Prize Picks app today and use code FOUNDERS, F-O-U-N-D-E-R-S, and get $50 instantly when you play $5. That's code Founders on Prize Picks to get $50 instantly when you play $5. You don't even need to win to receive the $50 bonus. It's guaranteed. Prize Picks, run your game.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The best shape, best version of you.
I think the most important thing we can pick up as a practice is to ask ourselves one very big question. And this quote comes from Einstein. It says, you cannot solve a problem from the same awareness that created it. And so you have to ask yourself, what is awareness and how quickly can I change mine? And if you start asking that question, you'll start coming to an answer that adaptability, the ability for your brain to unlearn, relearn, becomes by far the most important skill that you can pick up on. And that requires you letting go of old traumas, your ability to find stillness in times of uncertainty. And these sort of scenarios are really emotional intelligence. It's almost like a gym for your emotions. And so if you really start to dig down into that, what you have is meditation, trauma healing, lot of research coming out of Stanford around psychedelic use in this process of creating more malleability in the brain and ultimately to arrive with optimism towards an uncertain future becomes a very, very powerful skill set that you can develop.
John, this has been incredible. If people want to get in touch with you, if they want to hear you speak, if they want to book you to be a speaker, how can they do so?
Thank you so much. 8 billion people. I'm the only John Sane in the world. I don't know how I achieve that. So John, JohnSanei, Sane. I'm all over social media. My website's out there. Please do reach out. Love to see you at your event.
Amazing, John. Thank you for joining us today on Founder's Story.
Thank you so much.
Did you know a 2018 study showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual. When I was 4 months pregnant, I couldn't find a prenatal I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested for heavy metals, and recently earned the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. But don't just take my word for it. Get 25% off at ritual.com/prenatal.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get juicy California red, green, or black seedless grapes for 99 cents a pound. Then get tender USDA choice boneless beef chuck roast for $4.99 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.